You may have heard of the incident that occurred recently in Ashkelon that was reported in the Israeli media when a chasana was about to begin. Food was all prepared, guests had all arrived, parking lot was full, chuppah was already set up and ready to go. At the very last moment, the kala's family apparently forcibly schlepped the kala out of the hall and ran off, and thereby put an end to the shidduch at the very last moment. Apparently, what had caused the last moment crisis was a disagreement between the chassan and the kala's family. The kala's family was expecting the chassan to remain in kolel after the marriage, and the chassan had decided he was going to pursue parnasa in a different fashion. He was apparently a bus driver, and he was going to pursue that particular path after the marriage. And the kala's family viewed that as an unacceptable deviation from the expectation, and hence made off with the kala at the very last moment before the chuppah. This story came to mind because I was looking in Sefer Paradis Yosef in this week's parasha, and he cites a tshuva from Rav Chaim Bar Kohen Rappaport, who asks the following question. In Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, there is a halacha that if one party to the shidduch is kilkel maisav, now however you define that, I'm not going to get into right now, but apparently in one party to the shidduch, his behavior becomes unacceptable and becomes corrupted. Again, that's a term that I'm not going to seek to define right now, but the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Nun and Sif Hei that the other party can then back out of the agreed upon shidduch. So, Chaim Kohen Rappaport, as cited in Paradis Yosef, asks, if you see from Shulchan Aruch that when one party to a shidduch starts conducting themselves in an unacceptable manner, so the other party can back out after having signed on to the shidduchim, the shtar tanoim was already signed already, but you can back out because one party to the shidduch has started behaving in an unacceptable fashion. So he asks the kasha on Rashi in this week's parasha. Rashi says, quoting the Medrash, that Pasuk tells us as Yaakov was crossing the Yabok River, so it says that he brought across his wives and his 11 children. So Rashi quotes the Medrash asking, where was Dina? He should have had 12 children to bring across. So famous Rashi tells us, quoting the Medrash Rabbah, that Dina wasn't walking across the river, she was being transported in a box. Yaakov was hiding her from Esav because he didn't want Esav to take her as a wife. And Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu was faulted for that. And as a result, Dina was ultimately victimized by Shechem ben Hamor, because in the words of the Medrash, you didn't want your daughter to marry your brother Beheter. You didn't want your daughter to marry someone who was circumcised. She'll be taken instead by someone who's an Orel, and she'll be taken Be'isser, not Beheter. And the question, of course, is, clearly Halacha recognizes that if someone is Kilkol Maisav, you can even back out of an agreed-upon Shidduch. After the Tanoim has been signed, Shidduchim have been arranged, you can still back out. So what was so terrible with Yaakov's behavior here that he didn't want Dina to be taken by Esav? Can you imagine a worse shidduch than Esav? Rotzeach, kofer be'ikr, Chazal tell us. So what was the fault of Yaakov here with regard to not wanting Dina to be taken by Esav? And Rashi's lashon is, v'lekach ne'anash Yaakov shemana me'achiv, she withheld him from his brother. He withheld her from his brother. Shematach zirenu lemutov. She could have, perhaps, brought him back on the proper path. So, what was the fault of Yaakov here? What was the concern? So in Father Joseph, he quotes that perhaps the concern that Yaakov was faulted for is the following. Look at the Lashon of Rashi. Shema tachzirenu lemutav. He suggests the pshat is that Yaakov did not want Dina to be machzir esav lemutav. It's an interesting diuk. Yaakov did not allow Dina to be taken by Esav. Shema tachzirenu lemutav. That he was afraid of that. He didn't want that to happen. That Esav should be brought back by Dina. Interesting suggestion. That he wanted Esav to remain the Esav of Russia, and he didn't want Dina to be machziro lemutav. That's how he reads the Rashi. Okay, if you look at the words in Rashi, it's an interesting read of Rashi, that Rashi says, again, ulekach nenash Yaakov, shemona me'achiv, shema tachziren lemutav. It's as if Rashi is saying that the reason that Yaakov withheld Dina from Esav is because she might bring machzor him b'tshuva. Creative read. We always read it as if Chazal say he should have allowed Dina to be taken by Esav because she might have had a positive hashpah on him. Yet, this part of Yosef is citing a pshat in Rashi that was Yaakov's concern, that maybe he'll have positive hashpah on him, and I'd rather him remain Esav of Russia, and I'll be Yaakov Ishtam Yosef Ahalim, and the two shall never meet. The two of us have our own paths in life. Let's stay that way. And that was the concern. That was the fault of Yaakov. A fascinating pshat in Rashi. Now this then raises another question from Parshas Vayetze. Eine Leah Rakos. Why was Leah always crying according to Chazal? Always crying because people were saying two sons to Yitzchak, two sons to Terifka, two daughters to Rivka. Sorry, two sons to Rivka and two daughters to Lavan. Oh, one will marry one will marry the other. Leah will marry Esav. So Leah was crying terribly because she was destined to marry Esav. No criticism given to Leah for not wanting to marry Esav. What was the nafkamina between Leah not wanting to marry Esav and now Yaakov not wanting Dina to marry Esav? Why is Leah not criticized for not wanting to marry Esav? So he suggests, again, Sefer Paras Yosef suggests that maybe Leah was concerned of the hashpah Esav would have on her. Whereas by Yaakov and Dina, we don't find any hashpah concerns of Esav and Dina. If we read this pshat in Rashi, the concern was that he didn't want Dina to be mashpia on Esav. That's not a good approach. But if Leah was concerned that Esav be mashpia on her, okay, that's taka a good concern. That's taka a good reason not to want to marry Esav. Very fascinating discussion upon these two Rashis here. Of which pshat? That's a good question. I don't know. It's a chiddush to kipshat. I don't know. You know what would the cheshbon be? Why Yaakov would not want Esav to be chozer b'tshuva? That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure what the svar behind that would be. Because he was. Now, he wanted the brachas to remain with him and not to have any competition from Esav. So therefore, better Esav remain Esav of Russia, I'll be Yaakov Ishtam. That way it's very clear who gets the brachas and doesn't. It's an interesting, and the whole pshat is a mechudesh to kipshat. So it's an interesting question. I don't know, I'm not sure what the concern of Yaakov might have been. Now, what you do see from this Maimar Chazal, of course, is also, and this more of a musar achrayas lahalacha, the Chiv incumbent upon everyone to be interested in being positively mashpia on other members of our broader family, if you will. You know, the notion of kiruv rechokim as not just being for the professionals, but as being an achrayas on every person to be concerned for the spiritual welfare of somebody else. And remarkably, if you were to guess where the Rambam would seem to quote this lahalacha, the achrayas of being makarv others to amunah b'kadosh baruch hu. Where would you expect to find that quoted lahalacha in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos? It appears to be included in mitzvah d'oraisa. Now I would have expected the haftal recha kamocha maybe should include the chiyuv of being mashpia positively in a ruchnistika sense on others. Maybe I would have said ochev tochichas amisecha is a makar for the chiyuv d'oraisa of kiruv rechokim if done properly. But you find it in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos and Mitzvos HaSeh Gimel, included in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. There the Rambam writes that part and parcel of Avas Hashem is to spread the Torah, the teaching of Torah, and the Munah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu to all of Klal Yisrael. Because if one truly loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu, one wants the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be recognized and appreciated by every member of Klal Yisrael. Hence that achrayus of teaching a Munah B'Hashem to others as well. And of course, it's not to exclude the fact that it might be part and parcel of one's Avas Yisrael, V'Achtuecha Kamocha, part and parcel of Hochech Tuchichas Am Yisrael when done properly, or maybe perhaps part and parcel of one's Kol Yisrael Reif Mizeba Zeh, a sense of mutual responsibility for other members of Klal Yisrael, or even perhaps the Ramban in Parshas Kiseitze. Ramban in Parshas Kiseitze on the Pasuk Arash Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos, Parshas Kisavo, excuse me. Arash Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos. Cursed is one who shall not be Makim Divrei HaTorah Zos. And what does that mean? Arash Lo Yakim Es Divrei HaTorah Zos. Ramban cites a number of different of interpretations on that Pasuk. And Ramban cites a Yerushalmi. Lomar v'shamar v'asa v'yasibik v'yodol ha'chzik v'lo hechzik areze b'chlal or. Says Ramban, what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying is that those who have the ability to be makim Torah b'yad ha'mavat l'mosa, and even if somebody is a tzadik gomer b'maisav, and he's able to be machzik Torah, to strengthen Torah performance by the resham ha'mavat l'mosa, and he doesn't do so, harei za'orer. So even that is also an indication from Ban's interpretation of the Yishalmi and that pasuk of Orer shal yokim esdivrei Torah zos, of the chrayis that everyone has, even one who is a tzadik gomer b'maisav, says Ramban, but has the ability to encourage or to enforce or to strengthen Kiyum HaTorah by Rishayim, so one has that clear obligation to do so. So from numerous angles, the responsibility of the Achrayas to encourage others, to inspire others when one is capable of doing so, to a stronger Shmiras HaTorah V'HaMitzvos. And I'll maybe conclude that there's a fascinating Orachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Kiseitze, in the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. When one sees Shor Ochicha Os Seyon Idachim, a wandering ox or sheep, Hashav Teshivim LaOchicha, the Orachayim HaKadosh reads into that pasuk, Bnei Adam, who are Nimshal to Behemos, they are Tzon Kadashim, and they are wandering away off the Derech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nidachta, to be wandering away, the mitzvah to be Machzilam the Derech HaTov, to bring him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also included as Zarachim Kaddish and Hoshev to Shivim Le'achicha.